The schools say the state's property tax cap, which is limited to 2% growth per year or the rate of inflation, whichever is lower, will effectively be frozen at zero for the 2017-18 school year. They'd like the legislature to step in and fix it. But Senate GOP leader John Flanagan says he's not open to changing the rules of the tax cap, and he says he doubts that Governor Cuomo is either.
Let's be clear. It's still very, very popular with the public. It saves $7.6 billion, and that includes the fact that there's no property tax cap in the city of New York. It works.
Flanagan, who until May was Senate Education Chair, says schools got a record $1.4 billion increase in aid this year. And he says he expects to give schools even more money in the state budget in 2016. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.